Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Made it to the middle of the week so far. We still have 2 hours to go in this show. We'll see. Welcome to the, well, how can I put this? A health talk show that tries, you hear that intro to the show to help you take charge of your health. Well, we'll see about that too. We're going to talk about that today. And I have such a great guest to do that with. And his name is Henry Small. He has not been on in a good while, but he's on today, and he never disappoints. So here we are in the middle of the week. Next week, on the 14th, I'm going to be hosting the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair. And yet another in-person attempt at this fair to help people take charge of their health. And we're going to be there live from 2 to 4 broadcasting the show, and I'll be hosting the fair at the same time. I can do those two things at the same time. It's amazing. That's the only two things I can do at once, but I can at least do that. And I'll be there at 1 o'clock, and I'll just do one thing at 1 o'clock, and that is talk to you for sure. From 1 to 2. So stop by. It's in Carrollwood, just south of Ehrlich Road. If you're going south down on Del Mabry, you'll be on your left-hand side. We'll give you the address and all that stuff. Don't worry about that. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been in Carrollwood in a good while, and at least, doing the show. Been in Carrollwood, but not doing the show. So we're going to be there, though, and we'll have prizes and giveaways. Great gift, always the best. I'm telling you, they're great, and gift cards, and whatever other surprises we cook up between now and then. So this is going to be fun. It always is, and the intent of the fair is to sort of get people ready for this end of the year holiday insanity that's going to be upon us before you know it. I know here in Florida, we're in the middle of Hades summer. It's, probably up north in other places, you're starting to get more of a fall kind of weather. But I know it may seem a little premature, but you want to get ready for that time of year. And of course, as we move closer to the end of the year and the holiday season's in full swing, I theme the shows focusing on that a lot. I do that every year, and for good reason. It's a very stressful time of the year. There are high demands put on people, their time, their energy, their overall wherewithal, right? So we're going to try to get you ready. Ahead of time, in good time, talking about having a healthy body and a healthy mind. Healthy body and mind. And I'll talk about how those go together on that day as we theme that fair, a healthy body and a healthy mind. Generally, that's the theme. And how can you get both? They're really intimately connected. And this is not a new idea. This goes back 5,000 years or so. Chinese medicine and Chinese culture, they've been talking about the connection between mind and body. In Indian culture, they've been doing that, in Ayurvedic, in the practice of Ayurvedic medicine, and other paradigms, health paradigms in different cultures. This complex, sometimes, oftentimes mystifying connection between the mind and the body. And, you know, it's one thing to have a healthy body. It's one thing to have a healthy mind and what that means. And mind doesn't mean brain, by the way. Related concepts, but they're different things. But having both a healthy mind and body does take some work. You know, I know a lot of people that are physically fit, but they're lunatics. Then I know a lot of people have great minds, but they don't take care of their bodies. And you want to have both. You can, and you should. You deserve it, after all. So that's what we'll be doing. That'll be next Friday. I'll be at the store at 1 o'clock. By the way, if you're looking for, I mean, there's all kind of landmarks. There's a Starbucks across the street, and we'll give you the exact name of the plaza and all that stuff. Yeah, Henry Small is going to be my guest today, and love talking with Henry. He's a talk show host himself, you know. He's up there in Canada. Yeah, a place called, and I'm not making this up, Kamloops. It's in British Columbia. And he tells me that it's absolutely beautiful, especially this time of year with the first snowfall. Henry, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. It's great to have you on.
Don't say snowfall.
We're September, right? It should be snowing now, no?
No. It's supposed to be like 82 degrees today, so.
Is that with the furnace on in the house or what?
Just the heat on in the car.
It's 82 in my car. It's 28 outside, below zero.
No, we have warm weather well into late October.
Really?
Yeah, it's
When does fall set in up there in Canada?
In October it starts. First September usually it's considered part of summer. It stays pretty warm. It's one of the world's best kept secrets. And people come here and they marvel because they see Canada as being, you know, exactly what you say, that it starts to snow in September. not in Western Canada.
Oh man, it's beautiful there where you live, huh?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, there's so much space, and the population is limited, and it's just a beautiful place to be. I've been everywhere, pretty much, and
I know you have.
This is where I settled.
What in Kamloops? That's in British Columbia, right?
Yes.
Please tell the listener what British Columbia means. What does that mean?
Well, it's the name of the westernmost province in Canada, and our large city is Vancouver, of course, which is right on the coast. And then there's smaller cities throughout as you go inland.
So British Columbia is a province of Canada?
Yes.
And how many provinces are there in Canada?
That's a good question. I think, you probably can look this up and I'll be wrong, but I think there's 11 or 12.
And This is interesting, all the way they organize. The country is huge, right?
Oh, God. I mean, it's larger than the United States, and it has one-tenth of the population. So,
well, that's a lot of... Well, that's good. You don't have that many neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
So they divide it up in provinces, and these provinces have... And I'm going somewhere with this.
Well, you know what?
You don't care if I am or not, right?
Being an ex-American, I have very little knowledge.
Okay. So it's divided up in provinces, and these provinces, in some cases, are cultures unto themselves, are they not?
Yes. I mean, it's very much like when you go to different parts of the states. I mean, I was born in upstate New York, and When you head south, it changes. I mean, the accents change, the belief systems change. And Canada is like that as well, in the sense that there's so few people and you have to travel so far to get to the next province.
Well, I understand that it gets pretty passionate up there in Canada with respect to, you know, the French, the English, you know.
Yes, I mean, the Quebec is the French speaking province, and that's on the east. There's Ontario, and then there's Quebec, and then you have a bunch of smaller provinces that are in the they call it the Maritimes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, your country made the news today. That man who shot a couple of people, I think he killed a person.
Yeah, he killed a person, and I guess the politician.
We'll talk about that when we come back from these other messages. I wanted to get to this and tie it to health. You'll see where I'm headed.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized than other forms of vitamin D. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Did you know your digestive tract is home to millions of bacteria? Some good, some not so good. And if you want to stay healthy, it's important to make sure that your body is populated with the good bacteria it needs. Probiotic Defense contains 13 of today's most effective friendly bacteria strains, along with other compounds shown in studies to support healthy digestion and immune system function. Don't settle for low potency, overpriced formulas. Ask for Now Foods Probiotic Defense with the bright orange label. To find a retailer near you, go to nowfoods.com.
What are you doing this month? If you suffer from stiff joints, you can do something special. You could try new FlexNow joint formula. FlexNow offers you complete relief in just 1 month or a complete refund. FlexNow is a unique concentration of shea nut triterpenes, the most potent inflammation fighter of any botanical. And it's only when inflammation is reduced that your body begins to heal. Try new FlexNow joint formula and make this the month you get rid of stiff joints. Ask for FlexNow at Vitamin Discount Center and other leading natural product stores.
Looking for energy, stamina, mental focus, and recovery while working out during these hot summer months? It's time to take your performance to the next level. Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer provides the energy you need to take your fitness training to the next level, safely and naturally. Sporting a unique and organic combination of synergistic plant-based performance-improving ingredients, it will enhance your endurance and mental focus during athletic performance and provide you with immediate and lasting energy. Stay active and hydrated this summer and replenish your electrolytes with Vega's Sport Performance Optimizer. Try it in lemon lime and acai berry flavors.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to this midweek edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you on Wednesday, of course. Today's September 5th, and my guest today is Henry Small. I haven't had a chance to talk with Henry either on the show or offline, if you will, in a good while. And I always can get interesting things out of him. No matter what I want to talk about, I can get him to go there, and he has something to contribute. And Henry is from Canada. He lives in the province of British Columbia of Canada. And he told me it's one of several provinces in Canada. And that's a beautiful – I've been to Vancouver in British Columbia. It's beautiful up there. I mean, just breathtaking. But Henry, I was welcome back. I was asking you about the Canada here generally. I have a lot of guests on the show from Canada. I know quite a few people, including, of course, you, that live in Canada. And I get the sense that a natural approach to health, now you have to correct me if I'm wrong, given your perceptions, is perhaps more embraced in Canada. What is your, that's my perception. I could be really wrong on that. I wanted your thoughts about that.
I think it's pretty much the same as the States.
Do you really?
That there, because there is a fitness, more of a fitness thing here, because we have open spaces and a lot of lakes and natural resources. You know, people tend to stay outdoors, especially in the summer. But I don't think it's far from America in the sense that you have people that are into fitness or into natural health remedies, and you have a large part of the population that, you know, go to the doctor and take what's prescribed and don't go any further than that. So, you know, it's a mindset, and I think there's a lot of people here that are very open to natural health and remedies, and there's a large part of the population that isn't.
Mm-hmm. I just got in the, at least the professionals that I know from Canada, and the way they talk about where they live, and I just get this feeling that it's just a little bit different. And I'll have to check. I'm going to do a little bit more research. And you have socialized medicine in Canada, right?
Yes, we do.
And what's that? What's your perception of that?
I think, like any other system, it has its positives and it has its downsides as well. But overall, I mean, for example, my first two children, the two boys, were born in Santa Monica, California, and it cost me approximately, and this is going back into the 80s, but at that time, it cost me about $20,000+ for each of them to have a doctor and go to the hospital and the whole thing. Whereas in Canada, it's free. I mean, you know, when someone's pregnant, they go to the hospital, have a baby, and there's no cost to it.
How does that get paid for up there?
Well, there's a national health care. That, you know, we have higher taxes than the States, for sure. And, it comes out of people's, income tax.
I see. And Health Canada is the department of the government of Canada, and that has the responsibility for national public health in Canada, correct?
Yes. I mean, very much like the FDA in the States.
It's called Health Canada.
It's called Health Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But very similar in their tasks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always intrigued with different cultures. It's amazing to me. We are border countries, right?
Yes.
And you know, and I'm just as guilty as this is, perhaps more than anybody. I should know more. You would think everybody. I mean, wouldn't you want to know more about the country right next to you? We don't. I don't. I don't know enough about Canada. I don't, except from the guests that are on the show and what they tell me about Montreal or Quebec or Kamloops or Vancouver.
Yes, it's interesting because Canadians are very, very aware of what's going on in the States. It's our biggest trading partner, so they're far more interested in what's coming down the road, and of course America being America, if not the most important country in the world for trade and economics, I mean, we are very aware, and a lot of Canadians follow American politics and much more so than when I was in the States. I mean, I when I first moved to Canada, I think my mother's first words were, are you going to be, and now I'm dating myself, but are you going to be up there with Sergeant Preston and his dog King and in the ice and snow? And that's pretty much what a lot of Americans think of Canada, that it's this big iceberg that's north of America. But it's interesting because we are very aware of America.
I know. And given that you were born in America and whatnot, it's, and a lot of Canadians come to Florida and listen to health talk shows. I mean, you'd be amazed that during the season, they'll come, they come to Florida and are very involved here. They're great for the economy. So I'm very, I do not know enough about Canada, and I should know more, and especially with respect to the health and their approach, its approach to health and wellness and well-being as a country, and as a culture. My perception is that somehow they have a little different and perhaps a more embracing understanding and approach to natural, therapies, naturopathic or natural approaches to health and wellness.
That's true. I do believe that's true because we haven't been, it's true and it's not true. Health Canada, like the FDA, is a watchdog, okays drugs, certain drugs, and more it's become, like America, where there is more of a, drug culture happening. I mean, people go to the doctor, they don't question, they don't really, take, onus and take care of their own body in the sense of, well, yeah, the doctor said this, but I'd like to try that. Again, there's people that do and there's people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
overall, we don't have the drug commercials.
Really?
We get the American ones. But,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You know, when you sit there and you watch some of these drug commercials, it's, especially in Canada, it's almost laughable because we haven't been inundated. When they go through, may cause esophageal cancer, rectal bleeding, there's always a list of
the side effects, right?
Yeah, 20 side effects at the end of the commercial. So pretty much tells you a lot.
Which reminds me, I was just listening to the other night. One caught my attention, and I can't even remember the drug. And they were running through the list of side effects. And they always have this very soft, nice, wonderful voice. And I was listening to the side effects. And I said, my God, if you had an IQ of 50, you could do a cost-benefit analysis and conclude taking that would be so far more risky than suffering from the symptoms than the side effect. I mean, I was listening, yeah. and the last one of the side effects was that you would die. Can't make that up. Be right back.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming Kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. We're into the second half of the first hour. My guest is Henry Small, from Canada, Kamloops, talk show host himself, spokesperson for Strauss Herb Company. Great company up there in Canada. And we're going to talk about them. And I was asking Henry about Canada and a natural approach to health up there. My perception is that somehow, and I could be wrong, I think that somehow that a natural approach is maybe a little bit more embraced. That's just my, it could be misperception too. Henry seems to think that, man, probably just the same as in America as it is there. Nevertheless, we're going to be talking about a natural approach to health and the nature of natural health with Henry today. And of course, Henry, in your education, you learned about Henry David Thoreau, right?
Yes.
Of course you did. He was very interested in keeping journals. He kept journals. And there's an entry in one of his journals on August 23rd, 1853. At least we're talking about somebody older than us.
By a little bit.
Not very much. At least it feels that way. And he was writing about nature's panacea. Okay? That was the title. And he said, quote, "Nature is doing her best each moment to make us well. She exists for no other end. Do not resist," end quote.
That's a great quote.
Isn't that wonderful? "Nature is doing her best each moment to make us well. She exists for no other end. Do not resist," end quote. I knew you would like that.
Yeah, I do like that.
And I thought that the listener would like that as well.
Well, there's been such a disconnect over the last 100 years from, natural medicine to a more pharmaceutical approach. And yet, the thing that interests me about natural approaches to healing is just that. There's many herbs that we can take that actually get to the root of the problem and heal. Whereas a lot of the pharmaceuticals that have come out over the past 100 years really don't address the problem at its root. They just kind of mask things and
treating the
make
symptom.
You feel better.
Treating the symptom, is that what you're saying?
Yes. And, you know, and there's been such a disconnect over the last 30 or 40 years between what you eat and the effects that it has on your body.
Ooh.
I mean, it's only now starting with the epidemic of obesity and diabetes in young people. We're seeing the result of that disconnect.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. And even, you know, as a traveling musician in my earlier years, you know, the way I became aware of that is obviously you get older and you keep on doing the same stuff you did when you were young, but suddenly you're starting to show signs of deterioration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that got me interested in approaching things more on a more natural basis and and really aware of what you eat and the effects that it has on you.
Okay, and I knew you would dial into this theme. And this this show today is about a natural approach to health and wellness. And what does that really mean anyway? Okay, that's the tagline. What does that really mean anyway? Now, that quote by Henry David Thoreau, "Nature is doing her best each moment to make us well. She exists for no other end. Do not resist." I can tell you, in doing some research on Thoreau, for Thoreau, nature was but another name for health, and that which was natural or otherwise provided by nature represented the best pathway to health for the environment within and outside of the individual. He was concerned about both. That's what's so fascinating about him. So for him, nature was but another name for health. You know, and that's interesting. Nature was health for him, for both the internal terrain of your body and the external terrain of the environment outside of your body. And you gotta like that idea, because he's trying to connect the individual to him or herself, but also trying to connect the individual to the world, to the environment, and that they're this great and wonderful relationship. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think we've spoken about this before. One of the interests that I had when it came to Canada is I started to meet some native people, Aboriginal people, that the whole philosophy is exactly that. Not only is that you're connected to the earth, you're connected to nature. We've kind of lost that because
we've become
more urbanized. We go to the supermarket, whatever food is there, we buy and eat. I think the education, nutritional education, is almost non-existent, even with a lot of the doctors and medical people. They know very little about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, at least in my experience. So, you know, this disconnect that has gone on, and, you know, as things get worse, people start to get more aware, perhaps. And maybe that's a good thing out of all of this.
Now, I should say, in the spirit of full disclosure, in terms of my perspective and approach to health and wellness, I am not ideological about all of this. I know some of my friends, some of my colleagues are. I mean, they are sometimes really out there in the thin ether, okay? I mean, they get real ideological about this. I think once you become ideological about anything, you lose your way eventually. But that's just me.
No, so, I agree with that.
So I don't get too off the deep end with this. I embrace a natural, clearly I do. I mean, I've talked about it for 7 years on this show, a natural approach to health. But I also embrace traditional therapies a la allopathic medicine. I think they're, notwithstanding some of these pharmaceuticals and their deleterious side effects, they even have a role to play in some form or fashion. But allopathic medicine has made a great contribution to the health and wellness of people. I've witnessed that firsthand with my mother, even with myself. The doctor that I have now is, you know, integrative type, trained allopathically. But I don't embrace natural health to the exclusion of traditional approaches to health.
No, that would be, that's just not smart. I think, again, you know, it's a question of balance. And it's also a question of taking charge of your own health getting the information for yourself, because now with the advent of the internet, and sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing, but there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, there is. There is. The problem is that some of it's wrong.
Some of it is bunk.
Yeah, some of it's wrong. Some of it's incomplete. Some of it's misleading. Much of it is accurate and helpful, but it's a mixed bag. In closing out, we're going to have another segment in this hour, but perhaps the most remarkable ability of the human body is its innate and natured ability to heal itself. That has happened over millennia, millions and millions of years. We just get in the way of it. Be right back.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, so supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinon or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is Formula's highly absorbable and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best and highly absorbable bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Is your skin showing signs of aging? Do you want hair with more body and stronger nails? Add NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C to your daily routine to help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance. Collagen is the body's key structural protein, and it is critical to the elasticity and strength of connective tissues like skin, ligaments, and tendons. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing with collagen may reduce wrinkles and increase the firmness of your skin, improve the thickness of your hair, and strengthen your nails. Previously, medical studies also show a wide range of benefits from collagen supplements that may help with your joint pain, bone strength, and exercise recovery. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C provides 100% pure collagen that's hydrolyzed for maximum absorption. Results are felt and seen within weeks. Super Collagen Plus C promotes a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support to help fight the effects of aging. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C products are available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Getting a good night's sleep is a serious challenge for many people. Fortunately, there's a natural solution that I've developed called Tranquil Sleep. This formula contains the appropriate level of the natural sleep aids melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine. This combination works considerably better than any of the individual components alone. Tranquil Sleep formula can reduce the time required to go to sleep and also reduce nighttime awakenings. But the real benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, I would encourage you to give my Tranquil Sleep formula a try. You might be surprised with how much better you have slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils, Nutricology, innovative nutrition, Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company, Greens Plus, Superfood for Super Health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to the show. A natural approach to health and wellness is what we're talking about with Henry Small. And what does that mean anyway, a natural approach? Does that mean that that's an approach to health and wellness that's divorced from a traditional approach, you know, the allopathic paradigm? What does that mean? I'd be interested in hearing from you, the listener. What does a natural approach to health mean to you? And to share that, you know, at least a couple of ideas about it anyway. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Welcome back, Henry.
Thank you.
You do a radio talk show. Have you ever talked about this? Your talk show is a little different with a different intention and design than this one. It's not a health talk show. But do you ever get into these kinds of topics on your health talk show?
Sure. I mean, not often, but because I think because of what transpired with my health and my interest to take a more balanced approach, food-wise, exercise-wise, all those things. Yeah, I do. Hello?
Go ahead. You're still there.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah, I mean, you know, I get into it sometimes, and there's people that wholeheartedly agree, and, of course, there's people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't make a habit out of it on the show. That's
right.
And again,
there are probably even folks listening to the show that are far more how can I put this?
Well, I think people listening to your show are already inclined to to get information and
well, I'm suggesting something else. I'm suggesting that there may be people that would take a natural approach to health and to a far greater extreme than I would. And that sounds kind of odd coming from the host, right?
I agree with you. I think when it gets to too much of either way, I think you're out of balance. So, you know, I mean, yes, I watch what I eat, but, you know, the other day I went out to a friend's restaurant and had a salad with some chicken and, you know, a generally healthy kind of meal. And then he showed up with some cake at the end of it. And I looked at it and I went, what the hell? You know what I mean? So,
sure.
You know, every once in a while to treat yourself and do whatever, there's nothing wrong with that.
The principle that I keep thinking of Henry David Thoreau's comment that nature is doing her best each moment to make us well. She exists for no other end. Do not resist. He embraced nature and he had great belief and confidence in nature, which was health for him. And the principle of the body's innate ability to heal itself is a nature or a naturalistic concept. It's a naturalistic concept. It's a nature concept. And that concept is a fundamental principle which underpins the entire natural health philosophy and approach and its associated therapies. A lot of people forget that. And they do these different therapies, whether they be, whatever they may be, water therapy, heat therapy, killing chickens at midnight therapy, I don't know, whatever therapies they're doing, dietary supplement, thinking that somehow the therapy is curing the body. No, it's not. Because the body heals itself. You just gotta help it do that. That's all. But we can get in the way of it. And so there's even misunderstanding in the world of natural health and wellness, what that really means. The body's innate ability to heal itself means exactly that. And you just got to figure out how do you enhance it. That's all.
And I agree with that totally. I mean, and the mind and the connection between the mind and body. I mean, I know I have one friend who sticks out because he must swallow 200 pills a day. You know, he's taking this and he's taking that and he's doing this and he's doing that. But his approach to life is pretty based on fear and
that's no way to do it.
You know, and he walks around exhausted every day. And and I said, with all the pills you're taking, don't you think you should address some of the mental issues in your outlook? And, well, you know, he sees that as secondary. And that, you know, I mean, the mind, I mean, if you're in the job you don't like, if you're in a relationship you don't like, if you're in those kind of situations, chances are, sooner or later, there's going to be some illness that surfaces.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. And, you know, again, and then you have the other end of things where, you know, I'm sad, I'm depressed, I'm this and that, and yet do nothing to change either the situations or nutritional intake.
Right. They just sort of...
They take a pill.
Take a pill. And, you know, trying to define natural health is no easy task. Believe me, I've thought about it for years. I've written about it. But natural health sometimes is referred to as natural medicine, is, as I see it, is a this philosophical therapeutic paradigm of health. And it's based on hundreds and even thousands of years of traditional use of various therapies across cultures. And these therapies are designed to support and enhance, notice what I said, to support and enhance the innate healing forces of the body endowed to it by nature. And now, which can be supported by science, either to confirm or disconfirm whether or not these natural therapies really work or not. So it's only recently that science has become part of that narrative or that conversation. And I don't think science is divorced from a natural approach to health. Some people do divorce it. I don't. So I wanted to unpack this a little bit on the show today with you, and I thought you'd be a great guest to help with that, given your approach and the company for whom you are a spokesperson. Of course, they produce products that are constituted of herbs. Herbs are a part of a natural approach. So when we come back in the second hour, we'll continue this conversation about a natural approach to health and share some principles that I believe constitute it. And we'll see what you think about that. And Henry will give his take on it as well. And we'll talk about Strauss Herb Company and some of the products that they manufacture to help the body heal itself. These are herbal formulations. And we'll send you to their website, Strauss Herb Co., right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get into that much more in the second hour. A natural approach to health. What does it mean anyway? We want to know about that because our health is our wealth, and our health is the wealth of those that care about and love us. See you in the second hour.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.